Saturday Light Brigade. Lots of energy in our studios right now with Mon River Arts here. Their production of Beauty and the Beast opens November 20th in Elizabeth, Pennsylvania. And we have, I think, just about every cast member here except one. I know Luke isn't here. There's more that are here, too. We'll talk more about the play coming up in a moment. You're going to hear three numbers, and we're going to start right off with the first one. And this is Mon River Arts with a preview of Beauty and the Beast.
That means
I'll be cooking again, be good looking again, with the mademoiselle on each arm. When I'm human again, only human again, poised and polished and gleaming with charm, I'll be courting again, chic and sporting again, which could cause several husbands alarm.
I'll hop down off this shelf
and tilt sweet be myself.
I can't wait to be human again.
When we're human again, only human again. When we're late nights and why not no more.
Little push, little shove, they could bush fall in love.
Ah, Sherry, won't it all be top drawer?
I'll wear lipstick and rouge,
and I won't be so cute. Well, I'll be easily fit through that door.
I like suits of warfare.
I'll wear gowns, I'll have hair.
It's my prayer to be human again.
When I'm human again, only human again, when the world once more starts making sense, I'll unwind for a change.
Really? That'd be strange.
Can I help it if I'm tense? In a shack by the sea, I'll sit back sipping tea, let my early retirement commence. For from fools made of wax, I'll get down to brass tacks and rings.
When I'm human again!
When Guinevere heard that Arthur was slain, she stole away to a convent, and no one could ever make her smile again. That's the end.
What a beautiful story.
I knew you'd like it. I'd like to ask you for something.
What's that?
A second chance. Would you have dinner with me tonight?
Dinner? Me? With you? That'd be, I mean, oh yes!
We'll be dancing again. We'll be twirling again. We'll be whirling around with such ease. When we're human again, only human again, we'll go waltzing rows on one, two, threes. We'll be floating again. We'll be gliding again.
There you've got members of the cast of Mon River Youth, Beauty and the Beast. And we're going to have another selection coming up in just a moment. Thank you. let's learn a little bit more about the song you just heard. And what's your name?
Emily Linder.
Hi, Emily. How old are you?
I'm 13.
And where do you go to school?
South Park.
As long as we're doing this, I'll ask you if you have any shout-outs or would like to say hello to anybody.
Hi, anyone who knows my name.
Everybody knows your name. And what part do you play?
I am Silly Girl 3.
And are any other silly girls here?
There's two more. Claudette, I am Paulette, and then there's Lorette.
Lorette. Paulette, Claudette, and Lorette. Are any of those you in the play? Anybody here?
No.
What's nice, that was a great song. Where does that song fit in, the one you just sang? And what was it called? Where is it called?
Human Again, and it's kind of toward the end, and it's when they realize that the spell is going to be broken. They're very excited about being turned back human.
I'll bet. Stick around, because I want you to introduce the next song. But let's meet a couple more kids while we have you here near the microphone. What's your name?
Diana Craycroft.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at Steel Valley.
And what grade?
8th.
Any shout-outs to anyone?
I would like to say hi to my mom, Barbara, and my dad, Gordon, and my family, my brother and sister,
Excellent.
Ian and Audrey.
Oh, what are their names?
Ian and Audrey.
Great. Thank you. Who's next? Let's get a couple more of you in to say hello. What's your name?
My name's Livia.
And where do you go to school?
I go to school at South Park Middle School.
Any shout-outs?
My mom, my dad, hi, and all my friends that are listening.
And I forgot, what's your part?
Cogsworth.
And I forgot to ask you your part.
I'm Lumiere.
Lumiere. Mm-hmm. Excellent. And let's get two more, and then we'll have Emily introduce the next song. Anybody else want to? Yeah, we'll have you say hello. Hello.
My name's Cassie Snyder. I go to Harrison Middle School. I play Madame De La Grande Bouche. And I would like to give a shout out to my family, my friends Maya and Courtney, and my friend Riley, my friend Riley.
Thanks, Madeline. And anybody else? One of the guys, maybe? Want to come up? Let's prove there's some men here, too. This is Jeremy, right?
No, Jordan.
Oh, Jordan.
Yeah, close enough, though.
Yeah,
got the
shade.
Close enough.
It's just easier with the guys. I just took a guess. Tell me about yourself.
Well, I go to South Allegheny High School. I'm 15, and I play Gaston.
Gaston. And any shout-outs?
Probably to my mom and dad and all my friends listening, especially my friend Ashley, because it's her birthday today. So
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Ashley. Let's get Emily back up here. We'll talk to anybody else who would like to talk in between the next couple of songs. Emily, can you tell us a little bit about what we're about to hear?
The next song's called Home, and it's when Belle is first entering the castle, and she's very distraught because the Beast hasn't been very kind, and the other enchanted objects are trying to cheer her up.
That's sounds great. It just occurred to me that we ought to give you some headphones. You'll be able to hear since this is a solo number, this will really help you hear. So we're going to make radio before your very ears and plug those in. We have a large group today. And this will help you hear your music as you sing. You should be able to hear me now, can you? I hope. So here, she's set and ready. Here's our second selection. Again, the song is called Home.
Yes, I made the choice. For Papa, I will stay. But I don't deserve to lose my freedom in this way, you monster. If you think that what you've done is right, well then, you're a fool. Think again. home? Is this where I should learn to be happy? Never dreamed that a home could be dark and cold. I was told every day in my childhood, even when we grow old, home should be where the heart is. Never were words so true. My heart's far, far away. Home is true. What I'd give to return to the life that I knew lately, and to think I complained of that dull provincial town. Is this home? Am I here for a day or forever? Shut away from the world until who knows when. Oh, but then, as my life has been altered, once it can change again. Build higher walls around me, change every look and key. Nothing lasts. Nothing holds all of me. My heart's far, far away. Home and free.
You can clap. I think you should. I'll bet it's different to sing with hearing your voice in headphones like that. Here, I'll take those. And tell me about yourself again, and tell me about the song.
Oh, hi, I'm Samantha Hawk.
where does that song fit in to the play?
This is right after Belle has decided to stay at the castle in order to save her father. So she's kind of like upset and hurt that she'll never really see her home again.
Have you sung a solo on stage before?
Yeah.
It takes a lot of courage to do that, and you're good at it based on what I just saw. How did you feel the first time that you did it? Or maybe you still feel the same way. I don't know.
Pretty good, I guess. I mean, it's like a lot of emotion, and like to get into character and feel all of that while you're singing it. It's very emotional.
Can you see the audience?
What?
Wait, can you see the audience when you're on stage? I don't mean now. I know you can't see the radio audience. I mean when you're on stage. Yeah. When you're on stage and you're singing, are you able to see people?
Yeah.
I always wondered about that because...
I mean, usually you can see like the first couple rows and then it's all like... dark and blurry.
Do you look at the first couple rows or do you tune them out?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure what I would do. What's nice to meet you. Who haven't we talked to yet? Come on up to the mic so I can say hello. And we have another guy. Now, there's fewer guys, so I can try to guess. I already really messed up with one of them, with Jordan. So I don't have too many choices here. I've got all the names in front of me. I'm going to go with Connor for you. Nope. Oh, well. How about Carson?
Nope.
Are there any other guys' names here? Hang on. You're not Gigi.
No.
You're Ben.
Yes.
I got it. That was like the mathematically hardest thing. Tell me about yourself, Ben.
I play the character of the Beast.
You're the Beast. Interesting. Was that typecasting, or how did you?
I feel like that with a shortage of guys, I technically had an advantage.
Well, it's got to be a great role. What's your costume or wardrobe
it's
like?
It's extremely big on me. It's meant for an adult, and obviously I'm not the size of an adult yet.
How old are you?
I'm 14.
Where do you go to school?
I go to school at Ringgold. Go Rams.
Go Rams. Yeah, that should be a great... have you been in many plays? That should be a great role.
This is my seventh, I believe.
Wow. Any shout-outs at all?
I'd like to give a shout-out to God because he's given me everything in my life. And I'd like to give a shout-out to all my Ringgold people.
The Rams.
Yes.
Okay, well, thanks. It's nice to meet you, Ben. Who else haven't we heard from? This will be our last chance to talk before your final number. And you can come back for more, too. But hi.
Hi. My name is Kyla Donetti. I am in 10th grade at Yawk Senior High School, and I am playing Babette.
It's nice to meet you. Any shout-outs at all?
I would like to say hi to my mom and my dad and anyone else who might be listening.
Excellent. And who else? Come on up to the mic and see. I wonder if this might be Connor. Could it be? All right. Finally.
Hi, my name is Connor Vicari, and I play Chip. I'm 9 years old, and I go to school at Ringgold Elementary School South.
Go Rams. Do you want to say hi?
Hi. To everyone that knows me, my teacher, Mrs. Costa, and all of my friends.
Excellent. Thanks, Connor. Anybody else that we met? Come on up.
Hi.
It's hard to keep track because you're all wearing purple shirts that say Beauty on the Beast, presented by Mon River Arts. And so I'm doing my best here. Tell me about yourself.
Well, my name is Abby Ivanko, and I play Mrs. Potts.
And where do you go to school?
Oh, I go to school at... Our Lady of Grace Catholic School. So.
Any shout-outs?
Yeah, I'd like to give a shout-out to my mom and my dad for supporting me and taking me to all of my rehearsals and everything, and all my friends. So thank you.
Great. Thanks. And let's see. You have not said hello yet. Come on up. We have another one of our male species represented here. This must be Carson, I think.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Carson Gregg. I am 11 year old. I'm 11 years old. I'm in fifth grade. I attend to Whitehall Elementary School in Baldwin, PA. I'd like to give a shout out to my family and all of my relatives who made this possible for me and support everything that I do.
Great job. Thank you. And have we gotten everyone? We've missed one. And then I know that we have... an appendix from Jordan, I think. I thought you were going to add something. That's what I meant by appendix. I saw you waving your hands. I didn't mean we were going to remove your appendix. Hi.
Hey, last but not least, I'm Olivia Stofik. I go to South Park Middle School, and I'm 13 years old.
And any shout-outs?
Well, I know Courtney and Maya are listening, so to them and my dad and my brother. And if Emily's listening...
And what part do you play?
I'm LeFou, like Gaston's sidekick.
Now, who can tell me, thank you, who can tell me when the show opens and where it is and the website for ticket information? Your hand came up right away. Come on over, Connor, and give that vital information. I'll give the website. I have that.
The play is the weekend before Thanksgiving, so get your tickets right away, please.
And where is it going to be?
It's Elizabeth, PA, at the Grand Theater.
At the Grand Theater. I have Mrs. Hawk's microphone here. She can also add to that. Elizabeth, PA, is where it's going to be?
Yes, it's at the Grand Theater in Elizabeth. It is on November 20th at 7:30, 21st at 2 and 6 p.m., and November 22nd at 2 p.m.
MonRiverArts.org is the website, and that's on 2nd Avenue,
Second Avenue,
right?
Yep.
Excellent. Well, you guys have all done well. There's one more song to come, which is the Mob song. Let me thank you for being here. Did anybody forget to say anything they wanted to say? Come on up to the mic and speak now.
Hi, it's Samantha. I'm back. I'd like to give a shout out to my family and my friends and my dad who's waving right now. A shout out to my friend Riley who's listening. Hello.
Hi there. Hi.
Hi. I would just like to give a shout out to Lori who runs our
theater here and gives us this great opportunity because, you know, there's not that many opportunities for kids. And I would also like to give a shout out to our director, our amazing director, Jen, who helped bring the show together. So I would just like to say that because without them, this wouldn't be possible.
Thanks.
Add to that list, thank you, Daisy. And I love you, Nini and Grandma. And hello, friends. And Alexis Hawk also is our wonderful stage manager, and this couldn't be possible without any of those people.
And are there some actors that aren't here? Are there a lot of them?
Everybody else, too.
Okay.
Thank you for your support.
So thanks to all of you for coming. And we are ready for your next... you have to go to in front of the microphone, or it's just like a tree falling in the furnace, forest.
Okay.
Here you go. Yeah, we'll try to make sure you can hear a little bit better this time. Okay, so this next song is called Mob Song, and it's presented again with our thanks to Mon River Arts here at the Saturday Light Brigade. We're going to get them all set.
I didn't know any better. I'd say you have feelings for this monster.
He's not the monster, Gaston. You are.
She's as crazy as the old man. She says this creature is her friend. Well, I've hunted wild beasts and I've seen what they could do. The beast will make off with their children. He'll come after them in the night.
No. He would never do that.
Forget the old man. I say we kill the beast.
Kill him!
We're not safe until he's dead. He'll come stalking us at night, sent to sacrifice our children to his monstrous appetite.
He'll wreak revenge on our village if we let him wander free.
So it's time to take some action, boys. It's time to follow me. Through the mist, through the wood, through the darkness and the shadows. It's a nightmare, but it's one exciting ride. Say a prayer, then we're there at the drawbridge of a castle, and there's something truly terrible inside.
It's a beast, he's got fangs, razor sharp ones, massive paws, killer claws for the feast.
Hear him roar, see him foam, but we're not coming home till he's dead, good and dead.
The kill beast!
I won't let you do this!
Try and stop us!
Oh, Papa, this is all my fault. I have to go back and warn him.
I'm coming with you.
No!
I lost you once. I'm not going to lose you again.
We'll rid the village of this beast. Who's with me?
I am!
Hearts are blazed, banners high. We go marching into battle, unafraid, although the danger's just increased.
Raise a flag, sing a song. Here we come, and 50 strong, and 50 Frenchmen can't be wrong. Let's kill the beast! Kill the beast! Kill the beast! Kill the beast!
Well, that was amazing. Congratulations again. Give yourselves a round of applause. MonRiverArts.org is how you can get more information.